This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, the 2017 show. I'm with James Wiebe of Be Light Aircraft, who, it's safe to say, has been obsessed with building light airplanes and has introduced a new one here at the show. It's an experimental, interesting construction. Tell us about it, James.
Sure. This new airplane is based mostly on honeycomb aluminum. Honeycomb is very light. It's been around a long time, around 5 to 6 decades. It's been overlooked. It was used a long time ago by Jim Beatty and others. It's been popular airplanes like the Grumman, Yankee, and Cheetah, if I'm not mistaken. And it has enabled us to create a two-seat experimental aircraft design with a finished weight that'll be under 400 pounds, capable of carrying two people, economical and very quick to build because we're building it with CNC technologies in how we cut everything.
Honeycomb has been around aerospace, as you say, 5 or 6 decades, still used. It has been used commercially somewhat. Why did it fall out of favor, or did it fall out of favor?
That's a great question. I'm not sure that it fell out of favor, but I think it's more of an issue of it being overlooked. The reason is that the basic cost of the honeycomb at several hundred dollars per sheet is quite a bit higher than a sheet of plywood or a sheet of aluminum. So the first reaction when you look at the cost of the raw material is that this is too expensive to use in a budget-based experimental aircraft configuration. But when you really look into it, you realize that you use so little of it, and you can use it in such a technically proficient way that you end up using a relatively small amount of it in comparison to the total cost of the aircraft. Also, the people who make honeycomb do not appear to market their product to consumers. In other words, you have to be aware of how to get it in order to get it. And luckily, I was able to get that figured out.
Describe for the listeners exactly what honeycomb is and how it's made.
Sure. I'm holding a piece in my hand. It's a half an inch thick. The one side, if you look at it straight on, it just looks like solid aluminum. When you pick it up, though, it turns into unobtainium. It feels light as a feather. Each face is made from plain old aluminum. The facing thicknesses are typically 12 to 25 thousandths of an inch thick. So it ends up being anywhere from a half to 1 pound per square foot for finished product. The interior of the product, I've heard it described today as cardboard aluminum, because the inside of it just looks like tinfoil on edge in a honeycomb shape glued to both of the interior faces. It's bonded together with an epoxy or a glue at the factory. We don't have anything to do with that. When all is said and done, though, you end up with standard 4x8 sheets of honeycomb aluminum that can be cut, sawn on a bandsaw, produced on a water jet, or a mill, and end up in any shape that the user desires. We've used it to create aircraft ribs, cabin structures, rear fuselage formers, even tail feathers. A good, easy-to-understand example is the aircraft rib, where it looks like a classic rib, weighs 7 ounces, clamp it to a table, and we can put 110 pounds of iron on the tip of the rib, and it doesn't even begin to bend. It's just, you look at it and say, your eye says, that's not possible. It's crazy stuff.
Let's talk a little bit about the design, what you hope to achieve with it.
Yeah, the aircraft is called Pipper. Two-seat experimental aircraft, classic side-by-side design. We decided that we wanted to cover absolutely no new ground aerodynamically. We just wanted to make a plane that flew well and was purpose-driven more in terms of cost of materials, time to build, and strength of construction. We realized as we did this that our endpoint would allow us to have a lighter flying two-place aircraft compared to many of the other competitive EAB experimental aircraft in the world. And as a result of that, we'd get somewhere technically that's a little difficult to get, which is a relatively quick enough airplane that uses a very small engine and has a very lightweight airframe. So we're getting to performance results not by applying aerodynamic improvements, but by applying cost and build technology improvements. It's a different path, and I think it's one that's going to resonate with kit builders.
Now, this is a two-place airplane. It's very light. I mean, very light, so it should have, with the engines you're envisioning, pretty much explosive climb performance, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the goal. I was joking with someone earlier today that with the big engine on it, you almost don't need to put the wings on. We're looking at having 65 horsepower, and when flown in a single seat, that is, when flown without a passenger, you're going to be able to have easily a flying weight with a little bit of gas of under 650. So it's that magic 10-to-1 figure in a without passenger mode, and the more typical 12 or 14-to-1 figure with a passenger on board, at which point it should be very similar to the majority of the planes that are out there. Good performance.
How about kit availability and cost?
Sure. Targeting kit availability for Sun and Fun, that's 90 days away. Targeting first flight in 45 days, that's 6 weeks away. The first unit is already well under construction. As I said, we're not trying to plow any new aerodynamic ground. We're very confident in our aerodynamics. I've got a great aero engineer who helps me with this stuff. And we're ready to go, both on materials and CNC, to put kits out the door. So Sun and Fun.
And do you have a price on the kits?
Yes. We announced the pricing. It's a limited time, but, kit pricing out the door for the airframe is $89.95. It's another $2,500 for things like landing gear, wheels, brakes, lift struts, other machine components.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, James.
Paul, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
We're speaking with James Wiebe of B-Light Aircraft at the 2017 Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.